This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at scarsvoip.com. That is Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa .com. I am your net control for this session. My call is 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. My name is Declan. I am located in Newport, South Wales in the United Kingdom with a temperature of 11.4 degrees Celsius or 52.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, prior to starting, I would like to ask if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. Okay, nothing heard. So do we have anybody celebrating their birthday, anniversary, or any special celebrations of note that you would like to share with the net? If so, please come now. Any birthdays, anniversaries, special celebrations? Okay, nothing heard. For any birthdays or anniversaries or any of these sort of celebrations. So, this is the Saturday AM Connection, and the purpose of this net is to bring our members as well as non-members together for informal updates, fun, and camaraderie. Amateurs around the world are welcome to join in. Now let me advise all stations connected that this net might be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. And all stations participating will be a part of that recording. Now, before I proceed with check-ins, I would like to request permission from the net manager, Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, to go ahead with a silent key call.
To Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Permission to proceed, Declan.
Okay, thank you very much. So, KY6V, this is 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Are you there, Captain? KY6V, this is 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Are you there, Captain? KY6V, this is 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Are you there, Captain? In memory of Gordon, the Captain, KY6V, who sadly became Silent Key on the 1st of December, we will forever remember you and your impact on SouthCars as the founder and as one of the many people who have helped keep the network together and thriving for almost 18 years. Thank you, and 73. We will now proceed with the AM connection in dedication to the Captain, KY6V. And now I would like to ask if we have any check-ins for the SouthCars Saturday AM connection. Please call Net Control now.
Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo.
Kilo 2 Hotel America.
Kilo 4, Juliet Alpha Kilo.
Okay, Net Control recognizes Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo, that's J, then Kilo 2 Hotel America, that's Fred, and Kilo 4, Juliet Alpha Kilo Jack. So, we'll go to the top and speak to J first of all. VA3, JYE, go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Well, thanks, Declan. 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo, J here in Central Ontario, Canada. Yeah, we're doing this net here this morning with heavy hearts, for sure, with the passing of Gordon, KY6V. One thing I would like to reflect on is I've known Gordon, well, for I got my license about 7 years ago, and that's how long I've known him. And what I'd like to mention is that when my cancer showed up, oh, approximately about 3 years or so ago, every Friday night, Gordon would get on the conference here with me, with Kathleen in the background, and ask me how I'm doing, what I'm doing, and how we're doing it, and so on and so forth. Every Friday, with pretty much, we miss the odd day, but pretty much 99.9% he would be there for me every Friday. And we would, he was very interested, him and Kathleen, of course, in my health. And I would explain everything to him. And well, I tell you, there's been some times there with our talks that we, I got a lot of stuff off my chest for sure. And that definitely made me feel better. Let me reset. DA3JYE. So with Kathleen in the background and that, and very interested in what I was doing and how I'm recovering and my health and everything. And we did that for a very, very long time. And I am really going to miss that, the talks that we had. And, yeah, it's really sorry to hear about the passing of Gordon. I heard that he had a fall, and he had an operation, and he was in a lot of pain. So he's not suffering anymore, which is a good thing. And he's in a better place for sure. So I just wanted to reflect on that, Declan. Gordon was with me every Friday night for over 3 years. And he would talk to me and that about my health and everything. Not only that, he also helped me with my CW. He sent me a few programs. We got talking about that. And, of course, maybe a couple of other things other than that. And he would send me a couple of programs and so on and so forth to help me with my CW. I'd ask him a lot of questions that he would answer. And, boy, I'll tell you. We did that for over 3 years, every Friday night without a hitch. And boy, I'm really going to miss that for sure. Let me reset. So that's what I want to reflect on remembering Gordon. It might be kind of nice, Declan, if we did have a minute of silence. And that, so I thought that would be kind of nice. Anyway, Gordon will be sadly missed. He's done a lot for the club, like you say, 18 years. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a long time, and he's very instrumental in getting the Scars organization up and running and keeping it running. So that's what I wanted to reflect on, and I want to thank Gordon and Kathleen, of course, in the background. She was always there, too, as well, listening to our chats and that. And I really appreciate the both of them for being there for me in my time of need. So, moving along here, Declan, right now, weather here in Ontario, we have minus 2, that's 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And we got heavy wind here. We got a lot of blowing snow. Well, it snowed here over the night. And that's pretty much quit now. But, man, oh, man, is it ever windy. So, anyway, again, we'll pass it back to you. And sorry to hear about the passing of Gordon. I will miss him immensely, for sure. And really always enjoyed talking to Gordon, and I will miss him for sure. Back to you there, Declan. I hope you and Dave and Sue is doing okay. You're a lot warmer than we are, that's for sure. So 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel, VA3JYE. 7-3 there, Declan. Hope everyone has a great day and a great weekend, and we'll just ride along here with you. We'll pass it back to you. 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel, VA3JYE. 7-3, Declan, and have a care.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jay, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Well, that is absolutely amazing to hear. The incredible things that he would do to make sure that you're taking very good interest towards your health, and the fact that he persisted on checking up with you every Friday with very few exceptions for over 3 years. That is absolutely incredible and really amazing, and shows how caring that he was, and also that he helped you so much with the CW. That is absolutely amazing to hear as well. In terms of Minute of Silence, initially I will admit it did slip my mind, but you mentioning that a Minute of Silence should be observed, I think I absolutely agree. It's one of the best ways to honor him. So what I'm going to do is, after I have finished with this check-in list, after I've spoken to Fred and after I've spoken to Jack, I will then do a minute of silence before calling for more check-ins for the South Cars Saturday AM connection. As regarding your weather, yes, I must agree, that is way colder than we've got here in Newport, South Wales. So, yeah, I hope you're staying on the right side of the front door there, hi. And I hope that you have yourself a great day, a great weekend, and obviously keep the captain in our minds always. And thoughts and prayers, obviously, going out to Kathy, K6SUN. So, with that being said, thank you very much, Jay, and we'll go ahead and move along to K2HA. That's Fred. Go ahead, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. This is Fred, K2HA, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania. We are very thankful for all the years that Gordon has dedicated not only to SCARS, but to ham radio. His father was a CW operator. And I think Gordon said that he could do over 100 words a minute. And Gordon himself was a proficient operator of CW. I don't know, but I could be corrected. I think he was up to about 85 words a minute. And he did love CW. I do remember the first time that I heard him and Kathy. I was in the condo up here in Pennsylvania. So I had a house in Florida and a house in a condo in Pennsylvania. And I was relaxing on the bed and with my handheld transceiver, listening to local stations. And all of a sudden, I hear a Florida station coming over 2 meters. And scratching my head saying, you know, that's fantastic propagation. This vibrant voice and just great presence. Come to find out, it was a repeater about 12 miles away was dedicated to SCARS. And Gordon had a friend up here, and I was running a repeater. And there he was. Let me reset. This is K2HA. This is K2HA on the morning connection here on SCARS, South Coast Amateur Radio Service, remembering KY6V, who is now a silent key. And he is going to be greatly missed. Well, anyway, so I investigated, talked to them for a while, found out about the SCARS conference, and started checking in to the stations, especially the RagTube. And then Gordon, because I was checking in so often and basically ended up running it, he made me the net manager for the RagTube. That was way back 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. And he was a kind of also a demanding guy. You know, he's a captain, so, you know, keeping everything on the straight and narrow, and that was Gordon. And no-nonsense kind of a guy, but very caring. So we're greatly going to miss him, kind of like a mentor. So mentioning the RagTube, we do encourage stations to do come around and come out to the RagTube. And it's going to be tonight and tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday night here on the SCARS conference. And that will be at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 0 hour UTC or Zulu. Come on by and have some fun. Remember, you can tell your stories about Gordon and Kathy. I'm sure we have a lot of them out there. So back to you, and thank you for the silent key call. And we greatly appreciate, Declan, that you're part of this conference and doing such a fine job. Okay, this is Frank, K2HA.
Okay, thank you very much from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. I greatly appreciate that there, Fred. And, yeah, absolutely amazing that the captain, what the captain did for amateur radio, what the captain did for the South Cars, amazing reflection to be able to have so many positive things to say that you run out of time on and over and have to reset. That is absolutely amazing, and yes, can be definitely remembered eternally in our minds. And his presence shall always remain. He was always so incredibly, he's always so incredibly joyful. He was He was amazing to talk to, and as you said, no nonsense, but very caring, like a mentor, and I think that definitely suits a good description of the captain, 100%. And yes, I will absolutely be checking into your RAG2 tonight, possibly not tomorrow night, because of course I have school on Monday, but I'll definitely be checking in on the RAG2 tonight, and when I check in, definitely we'll keep the captain in mind as well once again. So thank you very much, Fred, and hope you're doing well, sounds like it, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend and a great week coming up. So, do you have anything else to add before I move along? K2HA from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel, this is Fred K2HA. And Declan, that's to... I'm remembering how much Gordon was complimentary of you. And your presence here on the SCARS conference and all the growth that you have as you have developed from a very young operator to such an accomplished operator here on SCARS, and so we thank Gordon for his mentorship, and we thank you for being part of the SCARS conference. Okay, that's it. Peace and blessings, all. See you all tonight on the RAG2.
Okay, thank you very much, Fred, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. And with that being said, we will say 73 to K2HA, and we will move along with the net. And the next station is Kilo 4, Juliet Alpha Kilo, K4JAK. Go ahead, from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Well, good morning, Declan. 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel, from Kilo 4, Juliet Alpha Kilo, Jack, in Fort Pierce, Florida. We haven't been here on a long time. We've been in and out, but I had to get in here today, especially after the passing of Gordon. Yeah, I'm a little weepy or whatever, but he and Kathy both mean the world to us here at this house. I was going through my logbooks, and I saw earliest was November of 2009, and he got me into the SCARS aspect and got me to be at control. And I ran this particular net for a couple of years there just because of him. But I first came across him on HF, and he got me over here, and we got to talking, and you know how Gordon was. He wouldn't take no for an answer. God bless the man. He was something else. But all I can say is he taught me the discipline that I needed to actually operate HF and the void. He got me into this no other way. And then Miss Sunshine came along before she even had the K6 SUN moniker there. But what can I say? They've both been great. Sharon and I love them both. We've had them here more than one occasion at the house, and they both left full-timers and happy, along with other amateurs that came with them. And hopefully we'll be able to do that again for Kathy here, hopefully after the first of the year. But like I said, Gordon was absolutely amazing, and we definitely will miss him. Let me grab a nickel here. K4JAK. All I can say is I never met anyone like him. I really haven't. He loved what he did here, and this was his passion, the SCARS VOIP. And everyone that he came in contact with knew it. He expressed it any way he could, but they knew it. And we will miss him for that, definitely. I'll let you get back to it. Everything else has been said. I can't see any more. There's no more to say. We know the man was great as far as this goes, and those of us who knew him personally know his personality, and we know what he meant, and we know what he meant to Kathy, and we are definitely sorry for the loss, and we know eventually Kathy will be able to live with it. Never get over it, but we do learn to live with those. Thank you, Declan, and it's been a long time since I've talked to you all. I do remember a while back you being in there in your younger days. So, hey, everyone on South Cars, you have a great day and enjoy everything. K4JAK, I will give it back to Declan. 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. God bless.
Okay, thank you very much from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Yeah, I greatly appreciate it there, Jack. Thank you very much for coming on to reflect on your experiences with the captain. He has been an absolute, he's been a vessel of kindness and care, and he has really been a heavy contributing factor to a lot of positivity here in the South Cars. I know I haven't personally, I did not get the honour to meet him in person. However, I could tell from over the radio that he had a very caring personality to himself, that he really did care for everybody he spoke to, and he always wanted the best for them. He was always so positive, and about me in particular, yes, I remember he was very positive in regard to my growth and as an operator and as a person, as I've grown up, because obviously I became a ham operator at the age of 9. I'm now 17 and a half, going on 18 years old, and I would say he has had a significant impact, resoundingly positive, on my life and on my amateur radio career. He has been completely and utterly incredible, irreplaceable, and his memory will last on forever. Thank you very much, Jack, and I greatly appreciate you checking in today. Okay, with that being said, I am at the bottom of my list, and as I said to Jay before I proceed with the net again, I am now going to ask everybody to observe a minute of silence in honor of the captain, KY6V. Thank you very much. This is 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel with the South Cars, the Saturday AM connection. And now, having been at the bottom of my list, I am now going to call for any further check-ins for the South Cars Saturday AM connection. Please call net control now.
Whiskey Delta 5 Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Bill in Lancaster, South Carolina.
Okay, net control recognizes Whiskey Delta 5, Kilo Alpha Echo, Bill in South Carolina. Go ahead, from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Thank you, Diglan, 2WOKYH. Gordon, I cannot express what he meant to me, and I was there at the beginning. Scars is an outgrowth of South Cars on HF, and I was with Gordon on a group that ran the Friday morning session, and that's been 20 years ago. And from that humble beginning, I was data manager for South Cars HF, and that's how he pulled me in, and it was started. Let me reset. South Cars are VOIP in every way was Gordon's baby. It was his beginning. It was his thought. And not only thought, he put feet to it. And I don't know how many hours he worked on getting things going. And before we had Michael and the fantastic operation we had up in Michigan and with the reflector and all the hardware we cobbled together, what we could do to be on the air, and it was all Gordon. I'll have to put my thoughts together, and maybe I'll join the rag chew tonight and add a little bit more, but he will very much be missed. WD5KAE, back to net control.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. WD5KAE from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Yeah, thank you very much for sharing your experiences with the captain and how he got you into this, and how amazing he was, how dedicated he was to getting the VIP side up and running, and also how dedicated he's been to South Cars since the times before the VIP, when it was just the HF, even though I personally do not know that firsthand. I can tell based on the recounts that he was absolutely incredible then as well. Thank you very much, and I greatly appreciate it. Do you have anything else for the net at all before I move along? WD5KAE from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I haven't checked in years, and that's on me, but thank you for continuing, and I hope the SCARS management continues to prosper, and I hope that we'll never forget the guy who started the whole thing, KY6V. This is WD5KAE, back to net control. Thank you.
Okay, WD5KAE from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Thank you very much, Bill. Once again, greatly appreciate it, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend and a great week coming up, and I appreciate you coming back in to share your memories of him. So thank you very much. So, with that being said, I am going to say 73 to Whiskey Delta 5, Kilo Alpha Echo, and I'm now going to call for more check-ins for the South Cars, the Saturday AM connection. If anybody else would like to check in, please call Net Control now.
Kilo 6, Sierra United November.
Okay, Net Control recognizes K6SUN. Go ahead, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. And I hope you're doing well.
Well, good morning, Declan, and good morning to everyone else. This isn't easy, but I knew I needed to get here this morning. give me a moment. Sorry for that. Is to thank everyone for their support. But this is very difficult, and hopefully in time I can share a little more. I've known Jack since the beginning of Gordon and I. He was there when I first met Gordon. And so, known him a long time. Bill, I've known, never met him, but I've known him through Gordon. You know, I miss him, but he's at peace. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Declan. Kilo 6, Sierra United, November.
Okay, thank you very much. From 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. I urge you, take all the time that you need. I'm well aware that it is a very difficult process, and I hope that you know that myself, the Hamley, everyone on South Cars, we wish you all the best in coming to live with it, and of course, never get over it, never forget him. He'll have a lasting impact on all of us here at the South Cars. Thank you very much for coming on here today to thank everyone for the support, and I hope that you know that that support will not die down, and yeah, it's absolutely great to hear you, and yeah, again, the most well of wishes go to you, thoughts are with you, all our thoughts are with you there, and I hope that you can learn to manage, and thank you very much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. So, with that being said, we'll go ahead and say 73. The K6SUN, because I'm not going to oblige you to pick back up the mic again, because I'm aware how difficult it was for you to come on here in the first place. So thank you very much for being here. And with that being said, we'll go ahead and move along with the net, and we'll call for more check-ins for the South Cars, the Saturday AM connection dedicated to Silent Key KY6V. Any further check-ins for the South Cars Saturday AM connection, please call Net Control now.
All the way from Canberra, Australia, you got a VK1JT, Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato.
Okay, Net Control recognizes. Victor Kilo 1, Juliet Tango, VK1JT, John in Canberra. Go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Yeah, 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel, VK1JT, all the way from beautiful Canberra. Condolences to everybody. I believe he's had a loss, and that's no good, but it is one of those things that's inevitable. Gets us all in the end. But anyway, yes, no, things are all right down here. It's just after 12:30, we're almost 12:40. I didn't get up till 3:00 this afternoon, so I've got no plans on going to bed anytime soon, and thought I'd see what's flicking around. Hope everything's going all right. You guys aren't too cold, and, you know, the bits and pieces and the snow and all that isn't giving you too much problem. VK1, Juicy Tomato, back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you very much, John. VK1JT from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Yeah, thank you very much. And we'll go ahead and say that in response to your comment regarding weather, we've currently got 52.5 degrees Fahrenheit for the American listeners, and here in Newport, South Wales, we have 11.4 degrees Celsius. So it's a bit warmer than some other people who have checked in. But yes, thank you very much. And I hope that you're doing well down in Canberra. And yeah, I hope you have a great weekend and a great week coming up. In terms of the loss there of KY6V, he recently suffered a fall that required an emergency hip operation, and he was moved to a rehabilitation facility to recover, but sadly passed away on the 1st of December. And that was KY6V Gordon. He was the founder of the South Cars, and also he was a very prominent figure, a very prominent voice on the network, and he'll be very dearly missed by all of us. So, thank you very much. And with that being said, we'll go ahead and say 73 to Victor Kilo 1, Juliet Tango. And I will go ahead and call for more check-ins for the South Cars Saturday AM connection. Anybody else like to check in, please call Net Control now.
KC1 UGK, KC1 UGK, head in Massachusetts.
Okay, Net Control recognizes KC1 UGK. That's Ed in Massachusetts. Go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo, Yankee Hotel.
Kilo, Charlie 1, Uniform Golf, Kilo. Thank you for running the net and bringing me aboard. Appreciate it. Just in warning everybody else on the South Cars net. We got 26 degrees here, and I'm about 20 miles outside of Boston. Overcast. I thought there might be some snow, but I don't think of anything important. So we've got about probably 2 or 3 inches left on the ground. We had about 4 inches, and it's pretty much compacted, and the sun's been out on and off, and we're on the sunny side of the road, so we get sun. If the sun's out, we get it most of the day, which is nice because the driveway stayed clear. In fact, it's spitting a little bit of snow now. It's like it's almost like it's raining sugar. It's so light. It's just a real light stuff. And nothing on schedule today. Checked into the Rooster Roster this morning and figured I'd pop here and say good morning, everybody. So everybody have a good day and stay safe. KC1 UGK, back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you very much there, Ed. KC1 UGK from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Greatly appreciate it, and I hope that you're doing well over there, and I hope that you're having a great weekend, and I hope that you have a great rest of the weekend, and of course, a great week coming up. And yep, thank you very much for coming in here and checking in today. So, we will now go ahead and call for more check-ins for the South Cars Saturday AM connection. Any further check-ins? This is 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel, Net Control. Please call now.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee.
Okay, Net Control recognizes Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY, that's Robert. So go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel, this is VK2DY, Robert in Northwest Sydney, where it's currently, 12:53 a.m. Sunday morning here. And it's 26 degrees Celsius. It's been a warm day today. We actually had our first 40-degree day of the summer today. So I don't know what that is, Fahrenheit, 104, 105, something like that. Anyway, we were at 40 degrees Celsius. So definitely a warm day. Yeah. Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about Gordon and all of the interesting things that he's had on this net, and how he's kept this, how this net was his child and his, I don't know, I'm hard to put all into words here. I had this memory of the lizards and timing the lizards, and that was just so Gordon. running up and down the his roof of his porch out there, and it was just sort of a lot of things bring a smile, and yeah, he will be missed. He will be missed. Yeah. VK2DY. Back to that.
Yeah, okay. From 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. I completely agree with you there. Thank you very much. And he absolutely brought a smile to the face of anyone he spoke to. There were a few, there were great memories of him, and he, as I said, yeah, he always brought a smile, and that smile was very contagious, absolutely amazing. And he will definitely 100% be missed. I fully agree with you. So, yeah, thank you very much. And, wow, got up to 40 degrees where you are today. That was very warm. I mean, to be fair, you're down in Australia. But that still doesn't mean I don't find 40 degrees warm. Because here, we've currently got, as I've said a couple of times this net, 11.4 degrees Celsius. So, a bit cooler. Still a bit warmer than other people who have checked in today. But, yeah, a fair bit colder than the 40, that's for sure. And 26 degrees at coming up to 1 a.m. in the morning. Wow, that is, oh, goodness. So, yeah, thank you very much, and I hope that you have yourself a great rest of your day. Well, what am I on about a great rest of your day? A great rest of your weekend, and a great week coming up, and, yeah, you stay well, Robert. Thank you very much. So, we'll break with VK2DY and call for further check-ins for the Southcars Saturday AM connection. Please call Net Control now.
Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Delta Echo. That's Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Delta Echo 1 from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Net Control recognizes Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Delta Echo. Go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
This is VE3WDE. Good morning, Declan. Always nice to hear your voice on frequency. Good morning to everyone else on frequency. I guess it should be good afternoon to you, Declan, based on your location. Not much going on. I think it's about minus 10 degrees here at Celsius here in Toronto, Canada, right downtown. Snow has just started, heavy snow happening, so the traffic will be much slower than normal, but that's okay. That's part of being in Canada. Other than that, I hope everybody has a great weekend, and yourself included, all the best to you and your family this weekend and in the holidays coming up ahead, as in when Father Christmas comes by, because I celebrated it 4 times a year, not for many years, because my entire family are from the UK. All the best, Declan. Thank you for doing all that you do. This is VD3WDE back to Net.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Delta Echo from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Thank you very much. And, yeah, appreciate you coming on here today and checking in. Yeah, hope you're doing well. And, yeah, things are going well with us, of course, here in Newport, South Wales. Obviously, taking this net to remember the captain, KY6V. And yeah, aside for that, we are doing well here, the Hamerley. It's unbelievable to think that we're already just a few weeks now from Christmas, from the end of the year, and from getting into 2026. Feels like the year of 2025 has absolutely flown by. It has been really quick, because it feels like not long ago that we were starting the year, that the 2025 was just getting underway, but now already we're almost at 2026, which is interesting to think. So, thank you very much for checking in, and you have yourself a great rest of your day and a great week, including a great weekend. So, Victor Echo 3, Whiskey, Delta Echo, anything further to add before I move along from 2 Whiskey 0, Kilo Yankee Hotel?
Nothing at all, Declan. Once again, thanks for doing all that you do with the net, and all the best you and your family. E3WD, back to net control. Thanks again, Declan.
Okay, thank you very much. So, now I'm going to once again go ahead and put out a call for check-ins for the South Cars, the Saturday AM connection. If anybody else would like to check in, please call Net Control now.
Okay, for Juliet Alpha Kilo, recheck.
Okay, go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Thank you, Declan. 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel from K4JAK. I just wanted to jump back in there and say that I know Kathy's going through a hard time. At least she had the capability of being with Gordon when this happened. I know she does not know that my mother passed in 21 during COVID, and me being here in Florida and her being in Minnesota, I could not make the journey. She spent, cancer got her bad, and her last 2 weeks of life she spent in hospice, and with the time it would take for me to be able to get on a plane and get to Minnesota and then still have to wait 2 weeks, I couldn't have done anything. So, yes, it really bothers me, even to this day. Had it not been for my mother's best friend taking care of everything and keeping me informed, it did make it easier, but just so you know, Kathy, it you don't truly get over it. You learn to live with it. Believe me, I know. And I'm still very upset because of what was going on at the time that I could not go. I understand what you're going through. But personally, I am thankful that you were able to be with him. Thank you, Declan, for allowing me to get back in there. 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. Oh, and to let you know, here in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida, it is currently 70 degrees and going to 82. Y'all have a great day out there. K4 Juliet Alpha Kilo, we will be clear.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack. And I greatly appreciate you coming in and checking in once again to share that information with Kathy. Yeah, greatly appreciate it, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your weekend, and a great week coming up. So, thank you very much, and we will go ahead and say 73 once again to K4JAK. And any further check-ins for the South Cars Saturday AM connection, please call Net Control now.
Kilo 6 Sierra United November has a recheck.
Okay. Net Control recognizes K6 SUN with a recheck. Go ahead from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Thank you, Declan. I'll try to be better this time. But I do want everyone to know a little bit of the circumstances. Gordon was in a lot of pain for the past couple of years. But in the past few months, it was getting pretty severe. He could barely walk. So on the evening of, I believe, the 21st of November, I was in bed, and I heard him screaming for help. And that's when he fell. He couldn't get back up. I could not get him back up, so I called the ambulance. The ambulance, the paramedics got him up, but he couldn't walk, and at that point they knew he had to get into the hospital. When we were there, I was there in the emergency room from about 10 to about 6 in the morning. They knew that he had fractured his hip, and they put him into the hospital. Let me pause for a moment. And they were just awaiting clearance from some doctors to do the surgery. The surgery lasted about an hour and a half. He came through that fine. But he was refusing to eat in the hospital. He was refusing to go to the bathroom. They transported him to rehab, and he just gradually got worse. And Jack, just so you know, I was not with him when he passed. I was actually... the Sunday evening, I was with him, and I told him that I was returning to school the next day. And he said, well, can't you stay a little bit longer? And so I stayed a little bit longer and went to school Monday about 2:30 in the afternoon. I got a call from the rehab that he had stopped breathing and his heart had stopped, and they were doing CPR. Let me pause again. According to the emergency room at the hospital they took him to, and according to rehab, he pretty much passed away there at rehab. They tried for almost 2 hours to revive him, but his heart was just didn't want to start. And you know, you all know Gordon. He was very stubborn. He wasn't going to want to go through some of the pain he was going to be put through. He didn't want me going through that pain, so... he actually just said goodbye. I was not there with him when he passed away, but I, Roger and Charlotte, and Jonathan, his son, were there to spend some time with the final moments before we left the hospital. Let me pause again. I wanted everyone to know this, that he was a wonderful person. I met him. Actually physically met him in 2009, I believe. Jack, I, and a lot of people from this area went up to the Melbourne Hamfest. Gordon had never met me, but I had talked to him for probably about a year. He was the one that actually, along with he and Jack, that got me involved in to be an NCS. So it was Melbourne that I met him. He said it didn't take him too long after he met me that he knew that I was the one for him. And it wasn't until 2014 that we were married. But we were married 11 years, 11 wonderful years. So I just wanted to share some of that with you, Declan. I will be okay. I have a lot of support behind me. It's just hard right now, thinking of the way he went and that, Jack, I wasn't able to say goodbye. So I'll turn it back to you, Declan. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Okay, thank you very much from 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel. I greatly appreciate that there, Kathy. And thank you very much for sharing some information about the circumstances towards the end of the captain's life there. And... thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and that is great to hear that you will be fine, and I hope that you can persevere. I know that you can persevere. You have the strength to get through this, and you have the backing of everybody on the South Cars. You have the backing of everybody you know, and yeah, thank you very much for being in here once again today. And it's it is great to know that he is at peace and he does not have to be in pain. But it is sad the way that he left. But again, happy that he is at peace. And thank you very much for sharing that with myself and with everyone on the net today. So, with that being said, I will go ahead and say 73 once again to K6SUN. And I think now at this point, the net has been going rather slowly for quite a while. I think I will go ahead and make this a final call for check-ins, given that we are about 2:15 in the afternoon, the net has been going on for about an hour. I think we'll go ahead and make any final call for check-ins. That anybody else who would like to get on the net, we'll go ahead and make a final call, and then we'll think about closing the net. So, any final check-ins? This is 2Whiskey0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Kilo 6, Sierra United, November, for a final comment.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
Okay, net control recognizes K6SUN for a final comment and Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. So, first of all, we'll hear Kathy's final comment and then we'll speak to Dave. So, K6SUN, go ahead once again with your final comment from 2Whiskey0, Kilo Yankee Hotel.
Well, thank you, Declan, and I want to thank you for everything you did today for Gordon. But I wanted to share that probably the person or animal that misses him the most is Sassy. She's about 3 years old, and she was his constant companion, and she does not know what to do. She hasn't seen him in a week, and she's just whining constantly. And she just keeps going and sitting in his chair, and she has no clue what is happening. And I've tried to share that with her. As I talk to both her and Gordon, I do that nightly. But I want to also share with you, as well as everyone, that Roger and Charlotte have been really good, and they will be going through all of his equipment. He has 30 boxes of ham radio equipment on his desk. He has a lot, so I have a lot of equipment, and Roger is going to help me, and I think Jack will help me as well. The person I haven't been able to hear from or get a hold of is George, KW4LCB. He and Gordon were the best of friends, and I haven't been able to get in touch with him at all. I sent him a letter, but I haven't heard. So if anyone hears from him or sees him, please share with him what has happened in case he doesn't know. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Declan, and thanks again for doing this morning. And you can tell your dad that I'll try to get on the SSIN as well as the RAG too tonight, just to share my thanks. Back to you, Declan, from Kilo 6, Sierra United, November.
Okay, K6SUN from 2Whiskey0, Kilo Yankee Hotel. Thank you very much, and I greatly appreciate you coming in here and checking in today. Yeah, thank you. And glad that you know that you have level of help behind you for getting through this, and also help with sorting things out as well. So thank you very much. Okay, we'll move along to Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Dave in Newport, South Wales. Go ahead.
to Whiskey Zero, Kilo Yankee Hotel from GW8SZL. And thanks for taking the mic check in there, Declan. I would just like to say that I wasn't around with Scars from the very, very beginning, but I've been a licensed ham for a long time. Not as long as Gordon, I might add. But we've had many, many chats over the years since I've known Gordon, by email and on the conference and the loads and loads of different, over loads and loads of different topics and subjects. It was a very, very interesting gentleman. And he assisted with the technical implementations, I should say. I need more coffee. Of various developments on the SCARS network there from the technical side. His ability, he always wanted to learn. He had a thirst for knowledge. And it was really, really fantastic. I do miss him. I'd like to say we were through the cafe there. Thank you so much for coming on today, this morning. I know how hard it must be for you, and we're all thinking of you there over across this side of the pond. And I say we all miss Gordon so much. And I remember that Declan's, I think it must have been first net, I can't remember the year, was co-hosting this particular net with Robert, VK2DY, down in Australia. And if anybody's interested, if they go to the website and click on the podcast button and look at scroll down and look for Mike Whiskey 6 Sierra Zulu Lima, which was Declan's call at that particular time. There's a recording of that particular net on there as well. And as I say, Gordon was an absolutely fantastic guy. And I got some rather large boots to fill, which I'm going to do my best to do to continue Scars into the future, as I know how much you love the network there as well. Let me just quickly reset. Okay, this is GW8SZL continuing. Yeah, we are planning a celebration of LifeNet for Gordon. Provisional date for that will be on his will have been on his 89th birthday on the 21st of January. But there'll be more information on that posted on the website and via the membership mailing list as well when we get everything confirmed. So if anybody's in the sound of my voice who would like to join that net, keep an eye on the website or the email mailing list there for further information. I'll put up a special one out for that on the mailing list. So if you can join that, it would be great to hear from you all. And thanks to Zach there for your comments as well. Really do appreciate it. So with that there, Declan, I'll put it back to you. And I will be the host for the SSIN this afternoon as well. So if you can check in there, Kathy, that would be great. But if you don't feel up to it, that would be actually fine also. I do understand. Back to net control, 2W0KYH. GW8SZL.
Okay, from 2W0KYH. Yeah, thank you very much. And yeah, I greatly appreciate your comments as well. And yeah, we know that it's very big boots to fill the role that the captain had. We will definitely be filling those boots with honour. And also, we shall definitely continue to run the South Cars as in his vision of positivity, brightness, and just generally happiness. So, thank you very much, and greatly appreciate you coming in today. And again, like I've been mentioned so many times, this net, we know that it's very difficult for you there, Kathy K6SUN, but you know that you have the support of the people around you, the people on the radio, and the people that you know in person, and you'll definitely make through this. And thank you very much for being in here today. And same goes to everybody on the net. Thank you very much for being in here today. So, anything further to add, Dave? Or should I proceed and close the net? From 2W0KYH.
To Whiskey Zero, Kilo Yankee Hotel from TW8SZL. No, nothing further. To say I'll be up for the SSIN and Fred Drag 2, of course, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Today and tomorrow, 0 UTC. So I'll be popping into both of those there as well. So, no, with that, that's all for me. Absolutely fantastic net there, Declan. And we're all thinking of Kathy there and family over there in Florida. So with that, I'll put it back to you from GW8SZL.
Okay, thank you very much from 2 Whiskey Zero, Kilo Yankee Hotel. So now I'm going to go ahead and close the net. So this has been Scars. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the scarsvoip.com website. That is Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa.com. Remember that this weekend there are also other nets going on. The Saturday Intercontinental Net, which will be at midday Eastern, 1700 UTC, and that will be run by Dave Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, and Fred Rag 2 tonight and tomorrow night, of course, run by K2HA. That will be tonight and tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, midnight UTC. And we invite everybody to join these nets and check in and say hello, and so your net control for the session has been Declan, 2 Whiskey 0 Kilo Yankee Hotel, staying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation all, and this net is now closed.
Thank you, Declan. This is Fred, K2HA. Good job. Kathy, we're praying for you, and whatever we can do to help, let us know. This is Fred, K2HA.
Thank you very much, Fred. 73.